a tu madre.
Si te encuentras sumido en desesperación, ahí tienes a tu madre.
It is Monday of the Holy Week, traditionally referred to as Monday of the Holy Unction in Bethany. John chapter 12, 1 to 11. Jesus preparing to enter Jerusalem, as we celebrated yesterday, visiting the family friends in Bethany, the family of Maria, Martha, and Lazarus after the miracle of the resurrection. And many Jews also gathered there, not only to see Jesus, but also to see Lazarus. And they also tried not only to arrest Jesus, but also to kill Lazarus. Because of him, many Jews were believing in Christ. I've said it severally that you don't need to do something evil for the enemy to attack you. You don't need to associate with evil for the evil ones to attack you. Only just be for Jesus. It is enough to attract enmity and contradictions, because you are for Christ. You are shining the light. Something interesting happened. Mary poured a very costly perfume on the feet of Jesus, and the fragrance filled the whole house. It was impacting. It was moving. There's something touching, and people were saying, "Wow." Even the disciples, the apostles, Judas said, "Why didn't this perfume sold for the money to be given to the poor?" And the commentary says, he said this not because he's interested with the poor, but because he's a thief. He used to, you know, already what it means to be economical, to be a bosser at times, to be in charge of public fund, those who are supposed to handle public fund. They don't actually most of the time care for the poor, like in the constituencies, the senators, the House of Reps, the intendant of these intendentes, and so on and so forth. Local government chairman, bosses of communities. At times, it's for them just to be helping themselves. Well, we get back to the message, but that unction signifies the great cost that will soon happen with the life of Jesus, the great sacrifice, the incomparable price of his blood and his life that will be given for our salvation. He said, "The poor you always have with you, but you will not have me all the time." There's no doubt that the Catholic Church is the highest charity organization in the whole world. It's on record. It is proved. It is true. It's not in the news most of the time. What you see in the news is the sins of the church, the scandals. That's the only thing you see. The sexual scandals, the criticals, that's what you see. But the wonderful charity organization the church is doing, the life and sacrifice of the missionaries that gave life and light to many rural places, it is not said. The church started in the Acts of Apostles. The first charity concern of the church began with the declaration of the deacons. When Peter said, "We cannot leave the preaching of the gospel and the celebration of sacraments to be sharing food, let us constitute a structure. Let us organize a structure." And that's why diaconado began. That's what diaconia means, service. And they created deacons, the seven deacons. The church is always interested about helping the poor. But the first, the center is Jesus. The center is Jesus. Many people occupy themselves doing a lot of running around for charity organization, philanthropy, yes, but they miss the center, Jesus. Without Jesus, the savior of the world, charity has no meaning. Like when the mass ended, we say, "Go in peace, et mis est." From the mass to the mission, the sacrament, the communion, many people are filled with a lot of wonderful works, but their life are far from Christ. They don't confess, they don't go to communion. They have enmity everywhere. They may have other gods, but they are doing wonderful works. No, the center is Jesus Christ. It is the love of Jesus that moves you to charity. It is the true sacrificial love of Christ that teaches you how to do your charity without looking for something in return. Not the type of charity politicians do during campaign. We enter Holy Week with this wonderful meditation. Today is also 25th March, but this year being Holy Week, they should transfer the feast of the Annunciation of Our Lady to the Monday after Octave of Easter. today's the announcing of Gabriel to that encounter between Gabriel and Mary, where Mary conceived. Today is the normally day of pro-life, day of the unborn children. It will be celebrated 8th of February, 8th of April. As we enter the Holy Week today, even working with the Our Lady on our side, so that we don't miss Christ at the center of these celebrations, that enables us to charity, receive the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Holy Lunes. Happy Holy Monday.